stray dogs have plagued southern Dallas for decades. The issue gained national attention in May after Antoinette Brown was mauled to death by a pack of dogs. The attack followed years of complaints from residents, and a consultant group recently estimated there's over 8,000 loose dogs roaming the streets in the southern part of the city. Peter Bronski, who's redeveloping the old Redbird Mall in the neighborhood, was appointed to chair the Dallas Animal Advisory Commission. He's also a KERA board member, and he's here to talk about how the city is tackling the problem. Peter Bronski, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
First off, how big of a problem is this?
This is an absolutely enormous problem, and what makes it even more infuriating is that it is only a problem in one half of the city, in the southern half of the city. If you spend any time south of the Trinity, driving, walking, you cannot go 15 minutes without seeing at least one dog. People are walking around with golf clubs, baseball bats. It is a constant menace. Not that there are dogs around every place every second of the day, but there is always a concern that there will be a dog or a pack of dogs, and it's very intimidating.
Dallas City Councilmember Tiffany Young spoke to KERA in May.
As a representative for some 90,000 people south of the Trinity, at the end of the day, they want peaceful, quiet enjoyment of their neighborhood. They want the dogs picked up.
It sounds like a big task. So what does the city do?
Well, Councilmember Young is exactly right. It is a huge quality of life issue that affects people on a daily basis in that part of the city. And the first priority needs to be you need to pick up the dogs. Public safety has to be number one. And then in order to solve the problem ultimately, you've got to address the spay-neuter issue.
80% of dogs are fixed in North Dallas. 85% aren't in South Dallas. What's behind that divide?
I think there's three things that cause that disparity. Access, affordability, and education. So in southern Dallas, there are very, very few veterinary clinics. The estimates are between 3 and 7. For the entire southern half of the city. There are between 3 and 7 veterinary clinics within 2 miles of my house. So it is not easy to find a place to go spay-neuter your pet. The second is that it's expensive to spay or neuter your pet. It can be $100, $150. Southern Dallas is a less affluent part of the city, and people don't necessarily have $150 lying around. And then there's the education issue, which is that if you've always lived in a community in which no one spays or neuters their pets, you may not know that that's what you're supposed to do, that that's better for people and better for animals. And so one of the things that we are doing now as a community is aggressively going after this spay-neuter issue.
Now, you live in North Dallas, yet you're taking on an issue that clearly really affects South Dallas. Why?
Well, I've spent a lot of time in southern Dallas. I started being involved there philanthropically about 6 years ago, became the board chair of a charter school group in southern Dallas that focuses exclusively on southern Dallas, KIPP. And in spending a lot of time there, I developed a passion for it. It is such a beautiful part of the city. It's 54% of our city. It's been totally underinvested in for years. And I also got to know quite a few stray dogs while I've been spending time in the schools. And so when the mayor asked me to do this, it struck a chord with me, and this seemed like a problem that needed to be solved.
Peter Bronski chairs the Dallas Animal Advisory Commission. He's also on KERA's board of directors.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you.